USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. The testimony will be behind closed doors, just as it was in 2017. But this time, they'll have a time limit, anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. President Trump says the trade war with China is just a little squabble. He says there's a good dialogue going on between the two countries.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
The Dow gained 207 at the close. Market analyst Michael Farr.
When you see these bounces, it's really tough to tell how much faith you're going to put in them. Sometimes they're nothing more than just a reflex.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
USA's Chris Barnes reports a former Democratic congressman is out of jail.
Anthony Weiner was found guilty of sexting a 15-year-old girl in 2017 and was sentenced to 21 months behind bars. But he spent the last months of that term at a Bronx halfway house until his Tuesday morning release when he told reporters,
I feel like I am glad to be getting back to my family. I hope to be able to live a life of integrity and service, and I'm glad this chapter of my life is behind me.
Weiner, who was also a candidate for New York City mayor, has been ordered to register as a level one sex offender.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. The testimony will be behind closed doors, just as it was in 2017. But this time, they'll have a time limit. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The mayor in New Haven, Connecticut says federal, state, and local investigators have found evidence of an incendiary device being used to start a fire at a mosque. The blaze on Sunday damaged 2 floors of the mosque. No one was injured. Actor and comedian Tim Conway is being remembered. USA's Wyatt Cox reports.
The brilliant comic took the national stage in the 1962 military comedy McKeel's Navy with Ernest Borgnine, but his biggest fame came on the Carol Burnett Show. His wacky characters such as the oldest man and Mr. Tudball had audiences roaring.
When you talk, you just press that button like that and just talk right into there, and then when you listen, you just listen. You think you got that now?
Conway's improvisational skills would break up the cast, like in a Mama's Family sketch about an elephant.
I was at this freak show one time, and I saw these Siamese elephants. They joined at the end of their trunks like that. And this trainer would make them stand up on their back feet like that, and they had their trunk stretched like that. Then this little monkey would come out and walk out there and dance a merengue right out there.
Not to mention the dentist sketch that's so visual we can't do it on radio. Conway's family requests donations to the Lou Bruvo Brain Center at the Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas. He was 85. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.